Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our expository study of the Gospel of Luke. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com. Or you can mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin this expository study of the Gospel of Luke. This is part one of two.
Our current events update. Brought to you by coffee and tea. Unity is sin. Did you know that? When unifying with satanic wickedness. Amen? And that's why we constantly, when people just say unity without qualifying it, don't buy it. Unity is not always good. Unity, when unifying with satanic wickedness, is bad. It's a sin. That's why a call for unity from Joe Biden is sin. Joe Biden wants me to unify with his agenda to kill unborn children and use taxpayer money to do it. I won't unify with that.
Amen.
Joe Biden wants me to unify in his effort to silence me and Christians and conservatives and pass hate crime legislation. So if you offend a liberal, you get fined or worse. Can't do it. Joe Biden wants me to unify with him as he says he wants to destroy the NRA. Won't do it. National Rifle Association is a civil rights organization. Do you realize, some of you may not know this, the NRA was originally formed to protect the rights of former slaves to own guns.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Wow.
Did you know the Democrat Party was basically the KKK?
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people don't know these things. Joe Biden wants me to unify with him in his plan to, over and above, destroy the NRA to confiscate guns.
Yeah.
That's a sin. I won't do it.
Amen.
Joe Biden wants me to unify with him as he pushes the global Marxist agenda, which is Antichrist.
Amen.
I won't unify with that.
Amen.
And by the way, that was why I won't unify with most of the elite in the Republican Party. And the Green Party.
Amen.
Anytime those political parties cross over into my territory, I am not going to stop talking about it because they've made it political.
Yes.
It's still spiritual.
Amen.
And he's also laying out a vast federal expansion for the pandemic response, which means trying to force people to wear masks, trying to force vaccinations. And I will not do either. And so that I won't unify with that. This is both impossible and hypocritical. If any Christians are out there saying we need to stop with the division and unify, they're wicked and hypocritical.
Amen.
Calling themselves a Christian and wanting to unify with a satanic agenda? That's hypocrisy. Unity is impossible because it is against my religion to unify with devils.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" Now some smart aleck can say, "Well, Donald Trump's not a Christian." I didn't unify with Donald Trump. I unified with the agenda.
Amen.
The right to life.
Amen.
The right to free speech and freedom of religion.
Amen.
The right to gun ownership.
Right.
The right to private property and capitalistic program that is biblical.
Mm-hmm.
The right to, and the necessity, the Bible, we'll start learning that next week in our Sunday school lesson in Romans 13. That God has established nations, not a world government.
Amen.
And so forth. and unity is hypocritical. Why? Because after 4 years plus of divisive, dishonest, wicked attacks on everything I stand for, now Joe Biden and his administration, which is satanic, wants me to unify?
But they're still going to do it.
Who's going to do it?
Well, they're still going to be divisive and dishonest towards us.
Well, that's true too. But that's why, as I'm saying that, keeping them. What they really want is that.
Yes, right.
You got it.
They are not about unity. They are about submitting. They want you to not think or speak anything that they don't want you to think or speak. And that's why I'm telling you, Christians, if you continue to use Facebook, Twitter, or anything under Alphabet, including YouTube or Google, you're slitting your own throat. And they are purposely, number one, they're purposely changing all their algorithms so anyone using their product gets satanic results in search.
Absolutely.
And you do not get results from Christians or even God-fearing conservatives. Stop using Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And if all the Christians who claim to believe be Christians in this country would stop using them. You say, well, what am I supposed to use? First of all, use your brain.
That's it.
Think. Do a little research. Instead of Google, you can use anything like DuckDuckGo or StartPage. Instead of YouTube, you can go to YouTube and BitChute and Rumble. Instead of using Facebook, there's MeWe, and hopefully Parler comes back. Why is Parler gone? Because another one you shouldn't use anymore is Amazon.
Amen.
Amazon shut Parler down because Parler has Christians and God-fearing conservatives on it.
Yep.
And Jeff Bezos is an Antichrist devil,
yep,
as is Jeff Zuckerberg. He's an Antichrist devil.
Amen.
That whatever Pichai, who's head of Google, is an Antichrist devil. Jack Dorsey at Twitter is an Antichrist devil. They are, I believe these men are devil possessed. I believe they're billions of dollars. They have had access to perversion that you couldn't even imagine.
That's right.
Some of them, I do believe, are drinking blood of children.
Yep.
You don't think so, you're not doing any digging.
Yep. Right.
A lot of them are involved in sexual abuse of women and children and men, young boys. It's all out there. And I'm not saying which one's doing what, because I'm not stupid. And I'm not going to, I can't always back up everything. Sometimes I'm just going to tell you, keep your eye out.
Yep.
It's being done and we know it. Epstein is like Christmas decorations. They don't hang themselves.
That's right. Yeah.
Just think about that one. Unity is sin when Christians are unrepentant. I not only will not unify with these wicked Democrats and wicked rhinos and neocon Republicans, I will not join in unity with other Christians.
That's right.
Why? Because I don't care if you call yourself a Christian. If you're supporting things like that, that we just outlined, then you are claiming to be a Christian with dissimulation. If you don't know what that is, watch the Sunday school lesson. Here's a Christian article, From Here to Unity, How Pro-Trump and Never-Trump Evangelicals Can Unify Again, and Why the Reckoning Means We Must. Hogwash. Never-Trumpers are wicked liars and betrayers who remain unrepentant. Luke 17:3, Jesus tells this about me and my Christian brethren. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, and all the never-Trumpers did, they accused me of what they were doing. They projected their sin on me.
Yeah.
Rebuke him. And I've rebuked never-Trumpers specifically to their face when impossible.
Amen.
But other times just in general. Rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And I don't care what any other Christian teacher tells you. I'm not going to go by their word and ignore this.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, forgiveness is conditional.
Right.
All this stuff about just forgiving people is psychobabble. It's not scripture.
That's right.
Amen.
What do you do if someone won't repent? You give them to the Lord. You say, well, what, does it hurt if I forgive them? Biblically speaking, you can't forgive somebody if they don't repent.
Right.
It's fake. It's fraud. It's not real forgiveness. What do? You give them to the Lord. If it's somebody who's really doing damage or somebody you really... If you just love them, you pray this. Lord, help me not to... And help me to give this to you and not hold on to it myself. And I give them to you, Lord, and I ask you to do whatever it takes to bring them to their knees.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. That's how you pray. And give it and leave it with Him. Don't carry it around with you. But as far as forgiveness, you can't forgive someone who doesn't repent. It's not possible. That's like saying, I drank water and all you did was pour it on your head. You didn't drink anything.
That's right.
And if most Christian churches teach false doctrine about forgiveness, and they totally ignore this.
Yep.
All your books and stuff, burn them. They're not based on Scripture. Repentance requires reconciliation with restitution. And in some cases, what that means is they come to those that they have offended, and they admit their faults, as James says. Confess your faults one to another. You go to that person. If you're a never-Trumper and you decide you want to repent, you go to the people that you offended and you tell them. And if you have social media, you go on social media and say, I was a never-Trumper. I was wrong. I ask for your forgiveness.
That's right.
And if it's any individual that you've slandered and talked bad about, you go to them and you tell them. And then you also go back and tell the people that you slandered them in front of. At the end. Wait to the end. This is my response to that article by a Christian teacher that I've never heard of. Evangelicals need to have a reckoning of the Judas Iscariots in our midst.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who call themselves never Trumpers. They aid and abet baby murderers. They aid and abet gun confiscators. They aid and abet statist censors. They aid and abet antichrist globalists and Marxists. All because of their hypocritical claim that Trump had a potty mouth. You know, most of these people who complain about his mouth don't have any trouble watching rated R movies, the filth in the sitcoms, they listen to the sex music, and they have friends they hang out with that talk and cuss and carry on. They have friends and relatives that have been divorced multiple times. Some of them have friends that are sodomites.
Yep.
And then they want you to believe that they're too holy for Donald Trump. They're hypocrites. They're liars. And they ice their cake of idiocy, back to my comment, by regurgitating flat-out lies, spoon-fed to them by known anti-Christian Democrat fake journalists in defiance of Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Every person who continues to go to all those mainstream sources for news, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and yes, Fox News, Channel 4, 6, 10, 28 locally, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, anyone using any of those services is rejecting God's Word, Psalm 1:1, and other places. And if Christians would just live by the very basis of Scripture, it would change society.
Amen.
That's right.
I closed by saying, and I am one pastor who will demand these fakes, like Russell Moore, Southern Baptist. He's a fake. He's a hypocrite and a liar. Sell out these sellouts. Face that reckoning before, and see Luke 17:3 I just referred to. Any talk of unity can even be entertained. I won't even entertain unity with such people.
Amen.
Jesus never unified with anyone who betrayed him until they repented. And he never, never forgave Judas Iscariot, who never repented of what he did. He repented of getting caught.
That's right.
Find me where Jesus forgave Judas Iscariot. Ain't in there. Well, he repented, but like I just said, it was not of what he did. He was repenting of getting caught. But repentance has to be genuine, and if so, we repent, we forgive. But all this stuff about forgiving people who never repent is anti-biblical. And it's against what... So that's why I said, Jesus never unified with anyone who betrayed him until they repented. So let's be Christ-like about this, shall we? The never Trumpers are hypocrites, and they always try to act like they're so Christ-like. Too holy for Donald Trump. They're liars, they're hypocrites, and they're wicked. And you're going to find more and more of these never Trumpers. You're going to find out a lot about your Republicans who were against Donald Trump. Who was it? John McCain. And who is it that had the fag who now has admitted to being a child molester? A pedophile. John McCain. There's three total top Republicans. You were just reading to me yesterday. See if you can look it up. Yeah, I think, was Kasich one of them?
Oh, there was a senior advisor to Kasich.
Kasich, but he also worked for John McCain.
He worked for John McCain and Kasich.
I thought there was a third one. Because they're both, he's working for somebody else now.
I'll look it up here. I don't
know. But they're these rhinos, and you don't think it, but I'm telling you, they surround themselves with sodomites.
Yeah.
And a lot of those sodomites, a huge portion of sodomite men are pedophiles.
Yeah.
And a lot of them will admit they became homosexual as a result of older sodomites abusing them. And then instead of running to the Lord and embracing Him, they run headlong into that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can look that up in your own time, or Jenny might find it in a minute or two.
Yeah, he's like the founder of the Lincoln Project.
Yes, that was the third thing. You ever heard of the Lincoln Project? It's a bunch of fake Republicans who said they're against Trump. Bunch of sodomites. How many of you heard of the Log Cabin Republicans? Sodomites.
And it just said he was a McCain aide and Kasich strategist. And he's been accused.
John Kasich, your strategy, it shows you had sodomites with your strategy. Yeah, and he'd been texting underage boys with perverted sodomite sexual content. So meanwhile, the lies and attacks continue. This is a couple of reprobates on MSNBC. Her dad was a globalist, Zerbinsky or whatever his name was? Yeah, and this guy on the right pretends to be a Republican. What was his name?
Joe
Scarborough, yeah. And he's about as Republican as Joe Biden is. But they have been anti-Trump the whole time, and now they're coming out and calling white Christian supporters, not even Trump supporters, all you have to do is be conservative. And if you're a white Christian, they're saying, you're radicalized. Radicalized. Now listen, I'm radicalized. I admit it. I believe Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven and all other religions are false.
Amen.
Do you realize that statement alone will get you labeled by all your favorite news people, most of your favorite entertainers and singers? They'll call you a radical, a fanatic, a hater, just because you believe Jesus is the only way to heaven? Call me a radical. Amen.
I don't want that kind of radical.
Huh?
I said not that violent radical.
They're not even talking about violence. They're talking about you. And you. You're radicalized if you're a supporter of the conservative agenda that says it's wrong to murder babies. It's wrong to confiscate guns. It's wrong to oppose welfare redistribution of wealth. Or any of those things, you're a radical. They're trying to label anybody who's not a liberal. Anyone who's not a liberal is a radical. As though, see, that's how the Nazis and the communists always work. Demonize those who are against you. And then when people pointed out the real demon was the Nazi and the communist. And when they pointed that out, they claimed, look at them, haters, dividers, sources of division in our country. That's what they're doing. Here's an article in USA Today. If someone you care about has been radicalized, here's what to know. Who are they showing?
Trump.
And if you read the article, it's all about anybody who supported Donald Trump, anybody who's against abortion and against gun confiscation, against the socialist antichrist agenda. Your loved ones are being told you're a radical. You've been radicalized. So who are these radicals? 91% of GOP voters still with Trump. I got news for you. That's about as many as was with him in the first case. There were about 10% of the Republicans who said they didn't vote for him. So the number hasn't changed.
Wow.
Just about everybody who voted for Donald Trump still supports him.
Amen.
That gives you a little hope because that tells you that that group of people isn't getting their information from the liberal communists.
Amen.
And they know better than to believe this garbage. Those who love truth live for the long game, not the immediate hysteria. Someone who supported Trump is somebody who has their convictions and the courage of their convictions and will not be changed, will not be intimidated. Now, we're supposed to have an inauguration in a few days where the stolen election results in Joe Biden being installed as president. And there's reports of large troop buildups in D.C. for January 20th. Now, what's that all about? You'll get 10 different opinions if you go to 10 different sources. Something to pray about. But my theory is that they're calling in Ghostbusters in case all the dead people that voted for Biden become violent. That's my theory. All right, we're going to read three verses in Luke 9, 46 through 48. I'm going to have you read all three verses with me. Begin now. Then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him, and said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. All God's people say amen. So, a lack of understanding God's word is almost always coupled with carnality and flesh. Amen? And so we ended our previous study there in verse 45, and what does it say? The first four words there. But they understood not. When you start with not understanding God's word, a lot of that's because of lack of effort. And if you're a Christian, it's almost always a lack of effort. I've never found anybody who doesn't understand God's word who tells me that they read the Bible every day, they study frequently, they attend church faithfully, a church that actually teaches the Bible, and they pray and preach the gospel and do all the things they're supposed to do. You just never find that. If you will do what God has told you to do, you will every day. You'll grow and you'll understand His word. You'll mature. If you won't do what God says, then you won't. One of the things that separates this local church from most others, I would say, that we're just talking about that claim to be Bible-believing or evangelical. One of the things that separates us is that we do not add all kinds of stuff that God doesn't mention in His Word. Why? Because if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, that means you do what He tells you to do. And if you will do what He tells you to do, you will be discipled. And if you will not, you won't. So what do other churches do? Other churches enable that bad behavior. And they come up with discipleship programs. Parachurch ministries have come up with them. The Navigators, the Campus Crusade for Christ, and all these others come up with these discipleship programs. Why are they doing that? Number one, there's a need because the local churches aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. Number two, there's a need because those people won't attend a church that does what it ought to do. A lot of these people who go to these discipleship programs are in churches that don't teach the Bible. Those same people don't read the Bible. They're saying people don't study the Bible. They're saying people don't pray without ceasing and they don't preach the gospel to every creature. If you just do what God tells you to do, you are being discipled.
Amen.
And there's no need for all these, we're King James Bible believers. We don't add anything or take away anything from this book. But after church, we're going to have a discipleship program that isn't in the Bible. How's that work? The Bible is our final authority. The Bible doesn't say anything about these parachurch ministries and discipleship programs, but we're going to do it anyway. It just cracks me up. I see it all the time. Waving that Bible around, how faithful we are to the Word of God. But we're going to add a bunch of stuff that ain't there. Well, why is it okay for Baptists and evangelicals to do that? But it's not okay for the Protestants and Roman Catholics. Hypocrisy. Listen, I want to tell you something. I believe this book. I believe it. And I'm not just going to give it lip service. We are going to insist God did it right. And I don't care who taught you what, who did this, who said that. This is the authority. And if churches would get back to that as their authority, and if Christians would submit to this as their authority and do what it says to do, things would change in their personal lives and in our culture. You just can't get people to do it. So Luke 9:45 ended by saying, but they understood not this saying, and it was hid from them that they perceived it not. And they feared to ask him of that saying. What's the result? What's the result in their minds and their thinking? Verse 46. Then, after that, there arose a reasoning among them. Which of them should be greatest?
That's so funny.
2 plus 2 still equals 4, folks. I don't care who you are here this morning, watching this morning live stream, watching the edited version, listening to the radio version. If you will not do things God's way, you are going to fail as a Christian. And if you will not seek to understand the Word of God and make it a part of what you are, who you are, when you think, the first thing that should pop in your mind is, what does God say about this?
Amen.
And if you won't do that, you are going to fall flat on your face. There's what your God will be. Me, me, me. I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, I think. Well, to me. Well, me. I said, the praise book of most churches, page 1. Everyone should rise and sing, me, 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 me. That's your praise and worship song. Think about this. Jesus had just taught them about self-denial. Just up in the same chapter, just a few lessons back, we saw. Deny yourself.
Which one of us will be the greatest?
Just think about how amazing that is. Now the world is a different story. They're supposed to be about me, me, me. I'm the greatest. Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I am the greatest. You know? Well, that's it. You see that all the time. I don't even know some of the modern ones, but I've seen some of their stuff, you know, and it's all about they're the greatest. And musicians and singers, you know, they say they believe they're... Who's the greatest singer ever? Well, me, of course. I'm talking about their response. I don't think Weird Al says that about himself, to his credit. But a lot of the actual big-time entertainers, you ask them, they tell you. And then every once in a while you see a little...